ناس مکتوب از بعد باشه شده میشه به یونیورسیتی خواب زنی که صفحه ایتاب شده زنی بیسه نخونی نهی 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 سیبس هم من داری
Sita said that he also many times thought about it, but he saw the Nosn Adler in his common spirit, that means that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So he said that even according to Pesach, Pesach Rosh, we are there even without the Ruach Sheidash Hose, but only the Ruach Klishenaris. Well, that's a big thing. And then, so my father said, he mentioned the Rambam says that Nozir is reaped in past peace, I believe he said rape, but the Moskine Lake, so the Chinuch raises the question against the Rambam Lion Lake. So my father applied the same longness as Chav Chaim. Chav Chaim applied the longness to the Rambam in connection with Sam, that if Nozir loses his Sam, shaving off his hair since not late. So why? So Chaim said, because by Sam there is only grommet. Because when you apply the Sam, the powder on the hair, so at that moment there is no removal of hair. Then, half an hour later, 20 minutes later, the hair is removed. So it's like a grommet. So insofar as the love of Tali Adoration is concerned, so it can only apply to Yadayim, not to Komet. But insofar as the essence of Kodesh Yei Gadol Peras HaReish is concerned, so even as long as he does something to apply, it's not a Gadol Peras, so he is either the essence. So even out the Komet, so the either the essence. As far as the Komet is, so that's why by some means either yes. So my father said the same thing is true of sale. When you comb, so what is it? What is it? When you comb, you do many acts, not one single. It's not done in one single stroke. It's an act in a series. In a series. Yeah, I mean, you make one combing and another act of combing, and usually when a person combs his hair, he performs, let's say, six acts of combing. So, in each single act of combing, there is one. But in the course of the series, he will pluck out hair. So, in insofar as the love of Taylor's Yodayim is concerned, of Yeruach Yodayim is concerned, so it's not considered a Tzikreishe. Because what is the Pshat in Tzikreishe? Tzikreishe at most could be that if he is having to do one act, whereby another act will necessarily be performed, so the Kavone, he directs, act number one is attributed to act number two. I mean, the other alternative is, the way we explained it last week, that if one act necessarily entails, without exception, the other act, some merely means the same identical act, it's not too separable. So, of course, that is only shayach. If one single act necessarily entails another act, so then it's the same identical act. But if one act in a series, which consists of a number of acts, necessarily entails in the course of the series the performance of another act, then you couldn't say that because in the course of the series of combing, so you will pluck out hair, that combing and plucking out hair is enough. That would be ridiculous and say. But even if we say that the pshat in Tzikreishe is not the way Rashi explains, the way Taylor explains, it's a special halacha that if one is mischaving to act number one necessarily entails act number two, then the kavone he directs to act number one diesen Siachis weg von der Tug. So das soll mich scheier, die, the X number one is indirect, necessarily entails X number two. But if X number one as a single X does not necessarily entail X number two, but X number one plus X number two plus X number three plus X number four plus X number five plus X number six in total necessarily entail in one of the X in the series the plucking out of hair, then we couldn't say that the carbonic directed to X number one is alpinine attributed to X number two. Some may read insofar as Nisa of Tal, Yavir, Al-Reisha is concerned, so there is no psychiatry. But insofar as the Isar essay, as the essay of Kodesh Yekadu Peras Al-Reisha is concerned, so that applies even to an act of Gomit. So as long as a result of the series of all the six acts of Gomit, it necessarily will result in the blocking out of hair, so merely we apply the concept of depression. Anyway, so, but by Pius Rosh, there is no essay. By Pius Rosh, there is no essay. Only a miser of the Sakitas Neishchen. So merely we are allowed to count the end, but that shall, so it should be permissible, even on Shabbos, to come there too. Well, that might have been the reason as to why Rav Chaim Galit was Matia, but we don't pass on like that. Shonoch pass on like the Rav Osh. The answer is, because where is the Reiser? When you know the Yisar of Grom and Meloche, that the Gemara in Kol Kislev, when Sasek and Loch, Asir Yosar of Grom and Shore, and that's the reason as to why in case of a fire in the house, so he's not allowed to extinguish unless there is Pitach Nefesh. But he's allowed to set up, to fill up many kilns with water so that when the fire reaches the water, the fire will be extinguished, because that's the Gomer. So the Mordechai says, that doesn't mean that Gomer is mutar even the Rabbanon. Since it's only Yosem Rabbanon, so the Mokin Bleike, the Chachomim Omar. But Shloim Mokin Bleike, it's Yosem Rabbanon. So Mele, since from the point of view of the Gome, there is a situation, and Gome is also a known process in the Rabbanon, some melee, it's also to come there. It's also come. But anyway, this Shaila, I want to discuss that. The whole Shaila of the situation in series is not something new that is not discussed by me. I think that this concept of situation in series is discussed by the Shema. I'm sorry if I forgot to mention that you should go over a certain Gemara in Perek HaMatzniach. Turn to the Gemara, if you have a Gemara Shabbos, that Tzadik Hei Yomid Aleph, very important Gemara, in the Inyan of Tzikrei Shebosh in Yisrabi. The 10th line from the top of the Omer, that Tzadik Hei Yomid Aleph, Tom Rabon, Hachelein, V'yam Chabin, the Amchabetz. So, Chelev means one who milks the cow. Hamechabetz, so there are two pshat in Rashi. Hamechabetz, hanaimid hacholov b'keiva. In other words, he places milk, he pours milk inside the lining of the stomach. So that should seem like making cheese, but it couldn't be because Megabin is mentioned separately. So it doesn't mean making cheese, that's Megabin. So sometimes you see you have to curdle the milk in making cheese. Suppose you want sometimes when you make a certain kind of cream, so you also curdle, not making cheese. But anyway, Rashi says, according to the first pshat, Hamami Dacholov became, and he couldn't mean making cheese because that's Mugabe. That's Mugabe. So he means Mani Dacholov became, let's say making butter. You also have to curdle. Certain kind of cream or making butter, so you also have to curdle. So we are Mani Dacholov became, so all making cheese too. So then the question is, so why is Mugabe mentioned separately? So it must have reference to some other kind of curdling, other than making of cheese. So Mani Dacholov became, the linear Mihabez Ese Kimin Kli Gemi, the Nasi Nakofu Bisehe, who may a whole of shayis yube, making the lead, and it seems this has reference to the making of whey, you know, when you make whey. So the watery serum, you know, of the milk. So that's the way, I mean, that's how it appears to me, that according to that pshat, it is reference to the making of whey. All right. So achilei v'amchabeitz v'amgabei, making cheese, kikreifes. So what is the shiur? If he makes it kikreifes, less than kikreifes, so he's not chayvah. Hamechabeit, mechabeit means he sweeps the floor, but he doesn't have reference to these kind of floors. But it has reference to the floor that is of karka, you know, of an earthly floor. So then when you sweep an earthly floor, so you in effect pile up the particles of sediment, of sand, into the cavities in the floor. Every earthly floor has a number of cavities. And when you sweep the dust, so then you pile up all the dust and the particles of soil into the cavities, thereby filling up the cavities and straight leveling up the ground. So it's vinyat. So it's melacha of vinyat. In other words, you level off the ground, you fill up the cavities. Merabeitz is the same thing. I mean something similar, not the same thing. Merabeitz means you use a broom in sweeping the floor. Merabeitz means you pour water over the earthly floor, and that piles up the dust into the cavities, and it straightens out the ground. So now it's the same like Mechabit, except that Mechabit is done by means of a broom or a sweeper, and Mechabit is done by means of spilling water. So when you spill water on the earthly floor, so you thereby pile up the particles of sand into the cavities in the floor, straight thus straightening out the floor, I mean leveling the floor. So again, the melacha is being. So hachile ve'amechabeitz ve'amigabein kikreire. The shiur is great. Hamechabeitz ve'amechabeitz. V'yoreide chalis dvash. In other words, if you form from the loaves of the bee, the honeycomb. So you take out the chalis dvash, the strips of honey. So you also the shabbos chayv chab. It's melach. Now what kind of melach is that? We'll soon see. Hizi biyontev is like haboy. Dina Rablezer. So in other words, according to Rablezer, when somebody is chaleif, he is mechabeit, he is megabein, he is mechabeit, he is merabeit, he is mechaleis, and Shabbos, it's Meloch of the Reis, he is chay lahadosh. And beyond that, it is a Nimezi, he is chay malchus. The Chachomim emrim, echot zeh, ve'echot zeh, Rashi explained, Echot Zeh Vechot Zeh, Echot Shabbos Vechot Yom Tov, Eini Elam Shemshus. In other words, that there is only a Nisa Rabbanan. There is only a Nisa Ad Rabbanan. They come to Men Levesheni, it takes reference to all the Melachas enumerate. In other words, Chileiv, and the Chabez, and Gabez, Chabez, Rabez, the Chalez. So it's only a Nisa Rabbanan. All right, now the Rav Nachman Barur Yehichol Nadoi Boi Yemenei Chilet Mishumay Nechal. So Omalu Mishum Chilet Mechabei Chilet Yidim Loch. What do you mean? Now let's see the Rashi. Chayef Chatos HaMechabei Des Abayis HaMechabei Des Mayim VaHarpis Es Ovok Shalei Yale Chayef Chatos Lekam Forstein Nidu Arid Echalis Dvash חייב משום תלש חבית חייב משום בירה ומחבית ומחבית משום בירה איך את זה ואיך את זה שחצה להגיונת משום שבוס דיונו כי כל ישראל נשמלים הגומי שבבייס מעליהם והבדים יפה yeah, all right so חילי בשמן חייב עוד משום חילי חבי בשמן חייב עוד משום חבי וגב משום חייב עוד משום חבי אומר לו אומר לו רבו כותו כאן דאג מהווה Osi shoy bin mit Roshe. Nun, what kind of an answer is it? Omulei, chilev chayev nishu mifarech. Because he separates the cholod from the organism of the behemoth. From the behemoth. So it's like separating a mashke from an echo. The cholod is a mashke. And the behemoth itself is an echo. So it's chayev nishu mifarech, nishu mdosh. Mechabetz chayev nishu mberech. מגבין חייב משם בינו המחבית המרבית והורית החלס בש שודת בשבוס חייב חטוס כיס ביום תפלי כבוי דיבר בלזה אומר אבל לא זו מתי מדבר בלזה all right so that kind of מלוכה is taking out the honey strips from the honeycomb what kind of מלוכה does it mean tailish since when is it tailish tailish is usually connected with Klishemel Gadakarate, but the honeycomb is not attached to the ground. So how can Chayim Mishpeilet? My time in the Rabbi Ezra, the Chassid, Vayidilei Sobiyara Hadvash, that's mentioned in Shmuel, in connection with Yenesam Ben Zol. So Vayidveil, so it's mentioned in the Pasuk, Vayid the lace of Yaras Advash, he dipped it in the forest of honey. The Chinayim Yaras Advash, what's the connection between the forest and honey? I mean, a forest is a place where you have plants that grow, but what's the shaykhas between a forest and Advash and honey? So, וכמה אם יארץ או דבש עולים עליו מה יער התירוש ממנו נשאר בשחייב חטוס התחל להסדבש הוריד ממנו נשאר בשחייב חטוס עשוי סדרוש just as ביער in Paris if you pluck out let's say a vegetable in the yard from the ground so you have חייב משום פלש so when they draw out honey from the honeycombs from the beehives so You're also chayiv mishum tilish, especially as a person. Especially as a person. Even though, as in Tzias, it's not mechuber. The beehives are not mechuber. But, it's especially as a person. That when you draw out honey from the beehives, you're chayiv mishum tilish. That's according to Rabbi Ezra. Now, and what about the Rabbanon? Some of the Rabbanon. It's not Chayvish Dersh, they don't darshan that they're Shabbat. They don't darshan that they're Shabbat. Oh, there is a special reason. Now the Radak in Shmuel, if you look it up, so you'll see that he explains that Yidveil, Ace of Yaras Advash, he doesn't have reference to honey, the honey, but Yaras Advash has reference to sugar plantations, beets of sugar, that grows, that is a real mechuba. So So in other words, apparently, according to Rabbi Lezer, so Yaras Advashes is descriptive of behind some melee years, special drosha, special drosha, that if somebody draws out honey from the beehives, so it's Chayvish Pilish, so Yaras Advash is reference to the sugar plantations, the Tziyar Mamesh. So of course, there is Pilish. If somebody plucks out the sugar, the bits of sugar, you know, from the ground, so it's Chayvish Pilish, like plucking out a tomato or a potato from the ground, something like that. Right. So then Hamima Shores Yilchadim Kuzri. Hamima was mati to spill water on the floors of Mechuzri. And what kind of floors did they have? They had modern floors, not earthly floors, but his pasaboni, Hoysha Bechaloida. So they couldn't be any roche in spilling water or sweeping, you know, a floor that is made out of stone or of marble. So he was matter. Omar Taina Mayom Rabbonon, Dilmor Salash Vui Gumei. Why did the Chachamim say it's also? Why was this Chayim Chatos? Chachamim say the Rabbonon. Why? Because there might be Binyan. Ashvoi is Gumei, when he levels up, when he fills up the cavities in the ground, in the floor. That's only Shayach, he didn't earth the floor, but in Echuze, so he had stone floors, marble floors, so maybe the most Shayach and easy. Hochalek Ibn, Robert is the poet, Ashtchal Rabine, because it's Tayo Mehavu, because of the dust. Damoy Mahshishe Prid Roda Ashtchal Rabashim is Tayo Mehavu, because of the dust, because of the moon, by the dust of the floor. Omele Yisovalo Ma'al Hori Tanya Horeitzel Rabbi Yitzis Beisi Bishabes to get rid of the dust, maybe Arevam Le Mayim, so he brings a Kele with Mayim, with water, and he pours water. Pirech Yitzpono Bizov Yezu Yodo Bizov Yezu Raglo Bizov Yezu in Amo, even though it's an Arome. So he does it ostensibly to wash his face, wash his hands, but he has another motive too. He wants to eliminate the dust, so it's all right. The nimtza habayis nischabitz meilo. So you're allowed to do that. Omalei lava gatoi. Tomo. Isha hachomo. Now that's his base of bishabitz. You're allowed to do it. Anyway, so here we have the machleket between the pleasure and the chachami as to whether you are allowed to be mechabit and to be merabit. Not whether you're allowed. Of course, you're not allowed. Both say you're not allowed. The pleasure and the chachami. Whether it involves a few chatos or a shvus. So the Gemara says, Voyidne distir lo kerek shimen, shore afilu lechatchil. Shore afilu lechatchil. In other words, because even though according to the Braise, so everybody agrees that it's awesome. And the thing is, whereas the Rebbezer says it's awesome with the Braise, the Chachon says it's awesome with the Rabbon. So the Chol HaPochus and the Rabbon is awesome. So the Gemara says that's only because both Rebbezer and the Chachon accord with the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The Dovashim is Chavon is awesome. So maybe there is a Machlekes, whether it's Yisrael Raisi or Yisrael Rabbonah. Mashiach came, we are fasting like Rav Shimon. So show up in the Chatzim. Now let's see what Rashi says. Mahavah shol ya'avah kilo ma'av ahedah, rabah yotayu lo yisi zocha, v'ateisha pirsha lo yisrael. Isha chachomor, isha stam chochem, o yibastam chochem, sheshomo mo'aviyo. Mirabetzes Beiso, Rechetzes Kiteinies, Bizov Yezu, Vicheises Bizov Yezu, Rav Shimon Dovor Shem Nishav Muta, Ve'amerabe Yitzim Nishavim Lehabdi, Ofa Bigumo, Ulhashvi Sabayis, Elo Shalo Yale Ovok. So, Rashi emphasizes that even though the Gemara says, well, you know, still it's a Shimon Shaul Hakile, but that's limited only to Merabit, not to Mechavit. Thus implying that a little bit of Rav Shimon only Merabit is not a Hakile, but Mechavit is also a little bit of Rav Shimon. Why should there be a difference between Mechavit and Merabit? Rashi doesn't say. Now let's see what Tosafot says. ויבנה דקיימלון שרב שמן שור על התחיל. והלוח הסדילס שור את שיבות מהייתיים, אפילו בדיוק. זאת הלוח הסדילס ישראלית, הנרש. Whereas Rashi emphasizes that ויבנה דקיימלון שרב שמן, ישראלון שרב שמן, שור על התחיל, is limited only to מרבי, but not to sweeping the floor. So הלוח הסדילס says it applies to Kibud also. All right, so the machlekes. Vein yerelevi. The ri is chelik on Allah is this. Why is the chelik for a different reason? The chelik kol akelim, omer ablezer, at mechabdei shal tamre, mutar yitalto. In other words, mechabdei shal tamre is a palm branch that was used this man chazal as a sweeper, as a bull. So, at mechabdei shal tamre, mutar yitalto. So you can be in Taltale in Chabdi Shal Tamre. Upori in Chamal Tale. Behold, in it, the blazer, Atil Bishal Tamre, Mashma, the Pshitale Drekeman Bishore. Because what is Allah of Chamal Tale in Tosa? But if it is in Mahmas Mikene, the Tale of Mikene, or the Tale of Bufa, it's Muta. Now it's a kale, a klishe melach de lisa. People don't know about it. It's not a mitzvah to be mechazmet. Because the fact that people don't know, they're not such big lomdim, is a mile. So because they refrain from being mechazmet, you see, the people don't know. People call, you know, let's say pen, pencil, any kale that is lach de lisa, they call it mitzvah. It's not wrong to call it mukti. In a broad sense, you can call it mukti. But if you want to be very exact, halachically, so a penny pencil is not mukti. Money is mukti. Is mukti. But a penny pencil, in as much as it is a kelet, in other words, it's a certain kind of an implement of a utensil that has a certain function. A kele is mufke of the Shem Mufke. If it is a kele, it's mufke of the Shem Mufke. What can be called mufke? Let's say money is called mufke. But it's not a kele. Money is not a kele. Or let's say chips is not a kele. It's mufke. Money is mufke because it's not possible. Money has no, is not fit for anything. People like it so much, but Al Kudin and Shabbos is considered like puzzling. It's like dust of the earth, money. Just as dust or chips has no function, so money and Shabbos has no function. What's the function of money? To be used in business. But business must not be just on Shabbos and money. So maybe it's like puzzling. So money has the same status as dust, as chips, you know. It's a hovering, that's mukti. But a penny pencil is a kale. But its function is something that is lost on Shabbos. What's the function of the pen? To write. To lose in the law. So since it has a shem kale, even though it's a piece of malachir is there, so it's mukti of the shem. It's not a mitzvah to advertise it, because you tell everybody, like this, everybody knows that the pen, a pencil, is mukzeh, so it is a safeguard against melochas and everything. So it's conducive, you know, to near melochah. But if you advertise pen, a pencil is not mukzeh, then people will start being outlet, and then they might be nichsel, and they'll use it to buy people. So it's best if people think that a penny pencil is not, then it's not wrong. because in broader sense it is mitzvah, but in limited sense it's not mitzvah. Our beginning, there is a distinction between mukse mamesh and frish and lachteris. Mukse mamesh, like money or chips, something that is rechazal emide, so is also be careful, not only nechamol tzeh. Nechamol tzeh means that if a certain object is subjected, is exposed to sunshine, and that might harm the object, then you move it away to shade, that it shouldn't be harmed by its exposure to sunshine. So that's nechamol tzeh. But tzeach mitzvah means, suppose you have money on the table, and you want to put a safe on it. And as long as the money is on the table, you can't put a safe on it. You can't put a glass of tea or a plate with meat on the table, because the money is on the table. So you move it away, tzeach mitzvah. So by mukzeh mamesh it is also. But by Krishna Lachdiri Yisea, Yitzayach Mikaini, you are allowed to meet out. In other words, if you want to put a plate on the table and there is a pencil on the table, you are allowed out to begin to move away directly the pencil in order to be able to use its mind. You are allowed to, one shouldn't do it, because if people will observe it, so there's a meaning of my side. Most people don't know this distinction between mukta mamesh and krishna lachter yisa. So there's a meaning of my side. So if anybody sees it, unless he's alone, he knows. So one should not, you know, move away a pencil from the table in order to use the mocking. So if you do it, you do it if you're out. But not to do it, but of the being, it's mutter to move away, let's say, the pencil from the table or the pen in order to use the money. Or that's the Tzeach Mekene. So the Tzeach Mekene, Krishan Lachter Yisea, is mutter with it. Mukse Mamesh, money, is also. Is also in the Tzeach Mekene. And then, Krishan Lachter Yisea is also mutter with Tzeach Mekene. You know, sometimes the door is stuck and you can't open it. Not that it was locked. So if you push in a pencil into the keyhole, you'll be able to open it. So that would be with it. In other words, you're not using it for the function of, for the tashmish of the set, but you use it for another tashmish, to open up a door. So that would be muta. To push in a coin into the keyhole to open the another one. But Krishan Lachter Yisea, you are allowed to do it. Now, it's a Krishan Lachter Yisea. But in Hamel Tzeh, let's say you have something, a pen is lying in a place that is moist, and that will do damage to your pen, you're not allowed to move it away in order to save it from becoming damaged through the moisture. That would be an example of Nechamol Tzeh. So Krishan Lachter Yisea, to be exact, halachically, is not Mukseh. But in Loshen Le'odom, everything is called Mukseh, and it's not wrong to call everything Mukseh, especially when you raise children, what you are going to tell the little child who is 5 years old. This is Mukseh, this is Krishan Lachter Yisea. So the best thing is to apply the term Mukseh in a broad sense. And that would be a shock for many of us. So I mentioned that, but don't advertise this hour. Don't advertise this hour, because if people find out, it will be a big mission. A big mission. So anyway, and in broad sense, everything is mukseh, because in certain situations, it's also because, so it is like mukseh. But to be exact, there is a distinction between mukseh as such and krishan lachter yisa. So here the Gemara says, tamre, mechabdim shal tamre, that is a broom. So it's much of that Gemara that it's a krishan lachter yisa. because the Gemara says, the whole Leimer of the Raza, Afiru Lishal Tamre, it's Mutal Italgalon. Sorry, in other words, it's used for sweeping the floor, so it's a Klishim Lachderisa, it's like a pencil. So that implies that it's also to sweep the floor. It's also to sweep the floor. So how can we say, like our Hazeles, that according to Rav Shimon, it's Mutal to sweep the floor, so then a broom is not a Klishim Lachderisa, it's Mutal to sweep the floor. Mashma the fitter like a man is sure after Rav Shimon. So Mishum the Havim Lachter Lisa, be sure the Habe, have a Lachter Eta, El Vadai Chibut Osel Kulam, with Mishum made his offer maintaining, to the Shabin and Hochel Rav Shimon or Dr. Lim. So Tate says the Ri is Chilik on the Bahag. Why is the Ri Chilik on the Bahag? Because according to Bahag, so it's also a Rivne coming to Rav Shimon. To sweep the floor on Shabbos, we are talking of an earthly floor. We are not talking here of the floor like this. I mean, of course, a floor like this, so it's muta, even according to the Ri. But, I'm sorry, even an earthly floor, I'm sorry, according to the Ri, it would be also, even this kind of floor. So the Ri says that the reason as to why it is also, even according to Rav Shimon, to sweep the floor is because when you sweep the floor, so then what do? You sweep away, you move the things, the pebbles and the chips that are on the floor. So you move it, so you move the pebbles, chips, you know, all the impurities are things to the chazal media, it's garbage. Garbage is muktamamish because the chazal media. So on Shabbos, money and garbage have the same sense. Just as you're not allowed to move garbage because it's lechazal nireh, you're not allowed to move money. To move money is lechazal nireh on Shabbos. So the Ri, the Bahak says that according to Rav Shimon, it's muter to sweep the floor and earth the floor. Because even though it involves the filling up of the cavities in the earth before, being an explosion is harder. And it's a crazy physics. It's a crazy physics. And according to the Ri, it's also to sweep the floor. Why? Because of the Melocha of being an all. Because when you sweep the floor, so then you are metalted, the pieces of dust, I mean the particles of dust and the chips and the of pebbles, all kinds of impurities that are on the floor, say a metalful mukse. So it's not also mitzad meloche, but mitzad tilta mukse. It's a different kind of a mitzah. So mele, according to the Ri, it would be also even to sweep this floor, unless the floor is so clean that there is no garbage on the floor. So mele, what's the purpose of sweeping it to be so clean? If you sweep it, it's because it's not clean. If it's not clean, so mele, there are things that were hardly needed, garbage, I mean, pebbles, all kinds of things, straw, I mean, pieces of paper that are hardly needed. That's also mixed in. So according to the Ri, it is also to sweep in this floor, where there is no element of being, according to the Ri. And according to the Bahag, it's mutter to sweep every floor. Now, so according to the Ri, so actually, in a sense, the Ri agrees with the Bahag. Because just as the Bahag says, that when the Gemara says, Bo'idne distrelech hachimen, shorafil lechatril, so it applies not only to Merabit, it applies to Mechabit also, not like Rashi, who emphasizes that it is limited only to Merabit, not to Mechabit. So the Ri also agrees that from the point of view of Dovashim and Mechabit, it should be Mutea, even to be Mechabit as Abayis. But Mechabit is also for a different reason. Not because of being and because you are mashed the gummies. You level up the ground, you fill up the cavities, thereby leveling of the ground. But because you move the garbage, you move the dust, and you have metal pills, thing that Amuk said, Chazal Midu. So, it's for a different reason, but he actually agrees with us. I'm sorry, he actually agrees with that. And this chelik hamash, because from Rashi it's mashma. The dovor shein mischavim muter, the hamerabi shein mischavim, the hadik of the gumo. So he emphasizes, hamerabi shein mischavim, thus implying what mechavim is considered mischavim. Now here Rashi doesn't spell out explicitly, but there is a Rashi, now look into the Rashi that Kufra Daled on the base. Kufra Daled on the base, Shal Tamre. The 22nd line from the top in the Rashi, Kufra Daled on the base. Shal Tamre. Kein shalono, lechabit es habayis, di osa mishmashvuri gumeis, di meide rep shimen, di psikrei shoyons. Here, Rashi spells it out. Why is it osa to di lechabit es habayis? Now, this is reference not to this kind of law. It is reference to the earth law, where there is the element of ashvuri gumeis, the result of sleeping the cloth. And accumulating, piling up the dust and the particles of sand, thereby filling up the cavities and leveling off the ground. So, because he's been here, they, but Rav Shimon says, Dovash Mishraven Zavucha, but made Rav Shimon Sikreish, made Rav Shimon Sikreish, Samunele, it is awesome. So that's not like the Bahag or like the Ri. The Bahag and the Ri are chilek as whether it's mutal chile to sweep the floor or not. So the Ri says it's osa, but the Ri says it's osa because of Tilfu Mukh says different kind of a Misa. Not on the basis of Ashwaiz Gumes, but as far as Ashwaiz Gumes is concerned. So the Ri agrees with the Bahag. There is no Isa contribution because the Roshim is Chavim, Sikhaishe. Obviously, according to the Bahá'í, and the Ri, it's not a secretion. But Rashi says it is a secretion. What is it? What is it? Why don't the Rishayim determine it? What is that? The Chilek. That's something that has to be observed empirically, whether there is a secretion or there is no secretion. I suppose you could have situations where there is a secretion. You could have situations where there is no psychiatrist, it's not shy to say in machlekes. It's in machlekes in mitzies, not in svora, not in yid. So we have to understand the Rashi. How is it Rashi, on one hand, in the Bahag and the Ri, on the other, achele in something that on the surface appears to be a question of mitzies. It's not mistaka that there should be such a machlekes. Yes? They figure out percentages very well. And they get a nice salary too for figuring out percentages. You don't have to be a rishon to figure out percentages. Yes?
When the Rashi percentages won't help, it has to be always, whenever it comes to the quadrant, you always have to work out.
So what do you think? In other words, you are saying, we are both saying, that it is like its creation, but it's not exactly its creation. In other words, it's not 100%. an ideal situation would be when it's 100%. Like situation where you chop off the head of the bird, and then it's 100%, the bird will die. But this is not 100%. So what is it? 90%? 99%? 80%? 70%? 60%? 51%? What kind of percentage do you say? You don't have to be a vision to say. So what do you say? 9. All right. And there's the sheet of Rashi. And the sheet of So again, it's a machlokes in mitzvahs. In other words, according to one, it's 90%. According to the other, it's 10%. So my little chacham did a kantam, so you didn't improve upon the difficulty. Yeah, they knew that it was 90. Everybody agreed it's 90. Okay, I'm ready to accept that. But the machlokes is whether in a case of 90%. That a melacha will be done, whether the halacha of tikkun applies or not. Very well, very well. But the one thing that I don't approve, why to mention 90? Why mention 90? What do you have 90? Why? Because 90 is an A, a N, and 51 is an F. Why is 90 better than 51%? Yes? 51. No. I was waiting. I was waiting for someone to say 51.
How you what?
That's the reason as to why I mentioned it. But I thought you wouldn't mention it so quickly. So, someone does say, someone on the Gadol, the Egli Tal, he was a real on the Gadol. So the Egli Tal says that the Machlekes, of course, it's not Mustaba to say, the Machlekes in Tzias, yes, situation, not situation, it's not Mustaba that the Shemi Macholuk in such Mitzias. At least if they've been in Tzias, sometimes the Mitzias is very difficult to determine. Not so simple. But this kind of mitzvahs could be observed empirically.
It's hard to see where a screw is. It's a little crack and you pull it up a little bit. I can see how screwy it is.
Oh, you mean it's not, it might vary. All right, that's why I said there are situations where it is a situation. There are situations where there is no situation. In other words, if it's a little crack, so then when you keep on sweeping the floor, it will definitely be filled up. But if it's a big crack, so then it will not be leveled off. I mean, but it's hard to say that they are chilek as to whether it has reference to a little crack or to a deep crack. Again, there is a machlekes in this. It's not mistaken. So the Gital says that this is, there is no machlekes in this. The mitzias is that most of the time, and he doesn't mention percentages either, but he does say most of the time. Most of the time, even 51% is most of the time. Oh, most of the time, so even 51%. So it's most of the time. So that's the machlekes. Whether, according to Rashi, so psikreshe doesn't mean that 100%. Like psikreshe will yom, it's 100%, not 99.99999, but 100% mamish. Whenever you chop off the head of the Balchai, so it'll definitely deaden the Balchai. Never mind the picture in Life magazine that a student 27 years ago showed me. Last week I'm meeting stage. It was a slip of the tongue. I said Look magazine. And then I remind myself it was the Life magazine, not the Look magazine. So he showed me, because that Valhide, that chicken, was not living, was dead. And the motion that he showed was like the locomotion shown, displayed by the Znap Altoyev. There's the Mishneh in all of it. That's not life. It doesn't emanate from life. But it's just a mechanical motion, you know. So there it's 100%. 100% mamish, not 99.99999. To 100 decimal places. Not even that. But it's 100% mamish. But suppose it's not 100% mamish. Oftentimes now, you cannot say 90%, 80%, 70%. Then the question is, where do you draw the line? That's the criteria. So this is what Eber tells us. But according to Rashi, so substitution doesn't mean that when the Mechaber to do one act that necessarily on the basis of 100% entails the performance of another act, even if it's not 100%. But oftentimes it entails the Meloche, it's also psychic. It's also psychic. Now, and according to the Al-Mazdeles and the Ri, because they are chilek on another aspect. About Tilfu Mukze. So, situation means only when it's 100%, not if it's rough times. So that means even if it's 99%, as long as it is not 100%, some mail is not the case. Matter of fact, if you look through the tshuvas, the Rivosh, the Chaim Kalipo, and this is a very remarkable tshuva, because the Rivosh actually rebukes Reb Chaim Galipo. Reb Chaim Galipo is also a Rishon. I mean, he wasn't, just another rabbi who was looking for all kinds of kulas. He was one of the Rishonim, Reb Chaim Galipo. So the Rivosh rebukes him. Why does he rebuke him? To me it appears that everything that Reb Chaim Galipo says makes good sense. But one of the arguments, he says, that we cannot answer it on the basis of psikreshe, because in order to be psikreshe, it must be 100%. That's what the Chaim Galipo says. And here, and if he wants him 1,000 times, when a woman combs her hair, she will not walk out here. So it's not psikreshe. So why does the Gemara say Nozir Chayit and Paspeis of Nozir and Asrei? So he says Nozir is different, because Nozir never cuts his hair. So Mele, there is 100%. So I even once in 1,000 times, so it will not happen. If a person has more hair, so then it's less unlikely, I mean, that you shouldn't work out there. If you have little hair, so then it's more likely that you can comb and you will not work out there. But if Ozia never cuts his hair, so Mimele, when he combs his hair, so he will necessarily have to pluck out there. Machine, a person who takes a haircut from time to time, so he doesn't have so much hair anyway, and even a woman, so he doesn't cut her hair so often and so short as men, but she still takes haircuts, so melee, it's not a situation. So then the Rivosh doesn't like that argument, because the Rivosh, it appears, that whereas Reb Chaim Galipo assumed that in order to come within the category of psikreshe, it must be 100%, so the Rivosh doesn't think so. But whether the Rivosh thinks that as long as most times, so in Loche is done. It's already situation, or where 90%, like that he doesn't say. But one thing is clear, that he doesn't approve of what the Rav Chaim Galipa said, that inasmuch as once in a thousand times you see women combing their hair and they will not see any hair plucked out, so maybe it's not sufficient. And the Rivosh doesn't like that. So it's mistaken that what Gregory Tal says in explaining this Machlekes Hashem as to whether the Machlekes is not the Machlekes in Mitzias, whether it is a Tzifresh or it's not a Tzifresh. The Mitzias is what it is. And what is it? That most of the time when you sweep an earthly round, so you are much very good. Most of the time. But not all the time. It's not 100%. So according to Rashi, it's considered Tzifresh. That's what Rashi says. Gain King Shalom and Habir Sadais, the Osam Shmashvui commits the main direction of Sikhesh Yamus. Now note that Rashi doesn't say the Chayyim Shmashvui. Rashi says Osa. Now, all right, Rashi, you cannot be died. But let's see the Lashna Ramba. Look in Rosh Aram, the Abraham. The Chapalev Aloche Gimel. The Chapalev Noche Shabbos Aloche Gimel. Noshi Mamsach Keis Begezim Mushkevim Bichayet Ben Asureis Lissachim Ben Bishabbos Shemo Yosh Yobrilu Lahashbiz Gumit the osel lechabid is a karka shemo yashbe gumeis elohim kino yogotzuk babon. So how does the Rambam come down? Rambam definitely passes like a shimon, that goes without saying. But does the Rambam agree with the Bahakshi that when the Gemara says v'yidne distil and shimon shore afil lechatchile, so it has reference not only to the rabbis but to the lechabid also? Or he agrees with Rashi Shitta that it has reference only to Merabit, not to Mechabit. So you see, the Rambam says, the Yosha Mechabit is a karko, Shema Yashvi Gumeis, Elohim Kino Yorotsu Babon, Umuter, Lizali, Maimot Abba Karka, this Merabit, Veinecheshi Shema Yashvi Gumeis, Shareino Mishabin Likach, in Mishabin Likach. So the Rambam definitely agrees with Rashi, not with the Bahag and not with the Ri either, because the Ri, in effect, on the question of Ashvoyes Gumeis, he agrees with the Bahag. But he's chilei because of a different reason, because of Tilton Mukti. Now, let's understand the Bahag's shite. Why does the Bahag say that it's mutar lechatchila to sweep an earthly floor? How about Tilton Mukse, and as before, so what is he sweeping, what is he moving? Dust and soil, sand of soil, that's Mukse, there's nothing else. So the answer is very, very simple answer, because it couldn't be Osir on the basis of Tilton Mukse, because the Bahak Shita is, and it's a little strange that the Bi is chilek, the Tilton Natsab is Mukse. Now, we shouldn't discuss the question of Tiltum Muktim Natsab. Now, there is a difference between Tiltum Natsab and Tiltuk Lahayat. Many people, mix up one with the other. You'll see, sometimes one will say, it's Lahayat, and actually it's not Lahayat. It's Tiltum Natsab. Tiltuk Lahayat is definitely Muktim Natsab, no doubt. what would be tiltuk lachayat? Well, let's say, suppose you have coins on the table, and you don't take it off directly on Shabbos, but with your elbow, you push it out. You push it out with your elbow. That's tiltuk lachayat. That's tiltuk lachayat. So, I remember an interesting story when I was 5 years old, and it made an impression upon me that Robert, whenever he was lost, so he stayed in my father's house. So, and my father, Zechino Baruch, read the newspaper. He read the newspaper. So, one time, my father was reading the newspaper. It's called a Yiddish newspaper in Warsaw. It's called Heinz Moment. I don't remember. So that's a regular news, a daily Yiddish newspaper. So he was reading it on Friday, and somehow my mother was so busy, she had no opportunity to take off the newspaper, you know, before she went shliach. Usually she did, but this time she forgot to take off the newspaper from the table. Take off the newspaper from the table before she benched it. So then my father and Rabbi Bear came from church. So then Rabbi Bear sat down. So he saw the newspaper on the table. And apparently Rabbi Bear held, I mean, it's not such a rapport, but I saw Bill Israel, that who read the newspaper on Shabbos, and as a matter of fact, but Yaakov Emdi in Shilas Yavet says there is no Yisrael to read the newspaper on Shabbos, and Rabbi Yaakov Emdi goes so far as says that the person should read the newspaper even on Shabbos, because a person has to know what goes on in the world. If he doesn't know, if he doesn't read the newspaper, so sometimes there is a situation when somebody is in trouble and you will not be able to help him out. Well, today, you don't have to read the newspaper in order to hear the news, because everybody turns on the television. But in those days, so the only way to know what goes on in the world, where there is a war between Germany and France, was by reading the newspaper. Otherwise, you didn't even know where there is a war going on in the world. So the Jack Fenton says that it's not right not to read the newspaper on Shabbos, because if he's out of touch with what goes on in the world, so sometimes he will not be able to help people. So there's like, but Rabbi Robert had a different thing, right? Rabbi Robert held that you're not allowed to read the newspaper on Shabbos. If you're not allowed to read the newspaper on Shabbos, some may read the newspaper. He's like garbage, like money, like garbage, he's a chazalimia. What can you do with it? So he just said, so on the afternoon, he sat down on the table, he saw the hand, the moment on the table. So he didn't want to do it. When my older sister, I was 5 years old, my older sister was 10 years old, so he didn't want to do it. So he said, until my older sister, and no one was in the room. My father wasn't in the room, and my mother wasn't in the room. He didn't want to insult anybody. And then, and as long as my older sister, so she was 10 years old then, was in the room, he didn't drop it down. But then, my older sister walked out of the room, and I was the only one who was in the room, and he didn't think that I would notice that. So I was there immediately in the house, because he was afraid lest somebody would come in, maybe my mother, you know, he was so careful, you know, in hurting the feelings of a person. So quickly, he pushed down the newspapers, you know, because one page, one sheet was here, one sheet was there, and he kept on pushing all the sheets, you know, or the papers from one end of the table to the other. And he did it in a hurry because he was afraid somebody might come in and it wouldn't be polite, you know. But this is what I noticed as a child of 5. Then I noticed the difference between a real tzaddik and one, you know, who shows sitkes, you know, out of exhibitions, and to show, you know, that he's a tzaddik. The way he did it, he waited until my older sister was only 10 years old, a child, walked out of the room. And then, why? Because he felt he couldn't be nice at all. That would be my feeling that it's not respectful to my father. The newspaper was on the Shabbos table and he throws it up. So he understood that my father probably has a different chicken than me. My father doesn't consider a newspaper as mukti. But my father agrees with Rabbi Yaakov Emdinger, as Yahweh says, it's better to read the Yiddish newspaper. Not that I ever saw my father read the Yiddish newspaper on Shabbos. I never saw my father. But I'm sure that my father felt that it's mukti. Like, but what?
Even Rabbi said that his mother used to take it off before Shabbos.
Yes! It's something else. Not because it's Asa. You think of other things also from the table. Only mukti things you think of. You have to set a table because it's Shabbos, not only mukti things. If the table is messed up, so it's not because it's Shabbos, you know, to leave everything there. Anyway, so he waited until my older sister walked out of the room, and then he quickly, you know, pushed it off Rahayat, because he considered it as mukti. So that's Tiltuk Lahayat. Tiltuk Lahayat is muter lechatchil. According to all the Shem. But there's machlekes v'shem in regard to Tiltuk Matzad. What does Tiltuk Matzad mean? Tiltuk Matzad means not Lahayat. But it means like this. Suppose when you sweep the floor and you have garbage on the floor. Now, so, and then you take it, boom, and you sweep it away the garbage. So you're taught mukti of Rahayat. No, Rahayat means in an unnatural way. I mean, what's a natural way of moving garbage? Not with the hand. With the hand might be Rahayat. So that's the usual way of being without garbage. So that's not Rahayat. But that's called Tiltum Natsat. In other words, it's not a direct difficult because you don't move it with your hand, you take it in and you move it. To another medium, not a direct movement, but to another medium. So some Rishonim, and that is the Shita of the Rid, the Tiltum Natsat is Osa, period. It's Osa. Tiltuk Lahayad is muta, but Tiltuk Natsad, when it's natural way, so that is also. But then there are some Rishonim who say, and I think we pass them, not like that. So that's the Shita of the Bahat. That Tiltuk Lahayad is muta completely. Tiltuk Natsad then depends. If you are interested in moving away, in having the death mukte, so then Tiltum Asad is also. But if you are not interested, you want to get rid of it, then Tiltum Asad is mukte. In briefly, it means like this. To take a broom and sweep away garbage to the corner of the room, that is mukte, because you are not interested in preserving the garbage. But suppose you have all kinds of coins on the floor and you don't want the coins to get lost because somebody should pick it up and steal it. Some melee, you want to move it to a corner. So you take a sweeper, a broom, and you move the coins. The 50 cents coins, the 25 cents coins, the dimes, the nickels. So, and with the broom, you want to move it to the corner. So then we passed him that it's also because Tiltum Natsad is only mukher if you're not interested in the thing that you are moving, you are without it. But if you are interested, so briefly it means to sweep away coins to a corner, you're not allowed. But to sweep away garbage in a corner, you are allowed. So that is the shite of the bank. Now the Rambam is agrees with Rashi. The Rambam agrees with Rashi, and according to Rashi, so it is oser on the basis of Ashvoyes Gumes, not on the basis of Tiltum Mukti, because as far as Tiltum Mukti is concerned, As far as Lubin Yuxi is concerned, the Rambam agrees with the Bahag, the children of Assad were not interested in the dust. Is he interested in the dust? On the contrary, he wants to get rid of the dust, of the particles of dust, of sand, and so on. So Meili is Muta. But it's also because Shemo Yovel Ashrei Gumis. But the Russian is Rabbi. The answer is, it's a situation. Now the Meili mentions the Rambam, and the Meili says, Dilam Chabrim Kosvu, the Osa Lechabi, Esa Karaka. Mishum, Shehu Korev Yipsikreishi. So the Meili employs the term, the expression, Korev Yipsikreishi. And then from the Rambam himself, we see that while Korev Yipsikreishi is Osa, and this is, what does Korev Yipsikreishi mean? Yipsikreishi Mamish means 100%. Korev Yipsikreishi means most of the time, as the Gretal says, most of the time. So, but not 100%. So, midraise, in order to be hired, to be considered mishaving, it must be 100%. If it is 51% and even if it's 99%, it's not a secret. But midrabonon, even if in loche is done most of the time, not 100%, so midrabonon is considered mishaving, it's also. And you see that it's only the Rambam, because the Rambam mentions from Rashi, you cannot say it, even though Rashi says on Yosa, but you couldn't be sure, because Rashi doesn't mention such words. But the Rambam mentions in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, he mentions quoting, what does Osa mean? Osa means it's only Osa and the Rambam. Not higher. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph of the Shabbos, Halacha Gimur, Bichol Mokei, Shenema Ashoi Se Dovaze Poter, Har Eze Poter Min HaKores, Min HaTzkile, Min HaKorm, Havol Osa Lasi Se Se Dovo Bishabbos, Vissuri Midi Vaseifrim, Vihu Achokim Min Halacha, Vei Se Se Bizod Maknis Emarus. וכן כל מוקים שנאמר אם איסים כך וכך או יוסל אסס כך וכך בשבס או איסי איסי דובו ביזודי מקנת. So the Rambam spells it out that whenever he says עושה, it means it's not עושה מדרעי. And here the Rambam says עושה לחבי. So it means it's not עושה מדרעי. But why is it עושה מדרעי? It's רעי. If it's not it's רעי, so דובו שמסחד נזמור לך תחילה, שמדוע סוגרד. So he agrees with Rashi. It's gracious, you should be higher also. Be higher. The answer is, as the Meili says, corrective situation. Corrective situation. So that means that according to the Rambam and the Meili, there is such a thing as corrective situation. Corrective situation implies not 100%, but most of the time. So Midrash says it's not considered mishaven, but Midrabonon, it is considered Mishab. Alright. Now, the Lashon Rambam is, and then, in another way, the Lashon Rambam is, the Osa Lechabit is a karke, Shemo Yashvi Gumi. If it had been Mamesh, a real situation, so he shouldn't say Shemo Yashvi Gumi. Shabibadai Mashvi Gumi. Why does he say Shemayashvi Gumi? The answer is it's not 100%. It's only most of the time. So the Rabbonon is considered like a psikreish. And it's since it has a din of psikreish only the Rabbonon. It's only Rabbonon. So the Miri calls it Korevle psikreish. Korevle psikreish. And that's the difference between Ritzuf and Kibbutz. Kibbutz, so, is Korvet situation. Ritzu is not even Korvet situation. Sometimes, he is Mashvi Gumeis when he pours water over the sandy ground, the earthly ground, and sometimes not. It's not most of the time. Some Melis Mitzvah Hatzchile. But Kibbutz, So Moses, Menele, according to the Rambam, you see, according to the Reed, he chose out to school to do this kind of Islam. Because there's those mooks that are different. But according to the Rambam and Rashi, it's only yourself to sweep an earthly form. But it's law made out of marble or stone, where there's no glaze. So then it is mutab. There's the big machamina between the Ri and the Ri on one hand, and the Rambam and Rashi on the other. Now here, cases. Look at the cases. That's what I'm saying now. Hamechabei v'amechabei. Heine, anyway, deglital. I think so. It's a many years since I saw deglital. But deglital says that the machlekes between the Bahad and the Rashi is not a machlekes in its yes, it's a machlekes in a din. The mitzias is what it is. In other words, most of the time when you're mechabit the floor, an earthly floor, so then you are mashbik of this. But not 100%. Sometimes not. So mele, according to Rashi and the Rambam, so if it's most of the time, or we call it as the Miri calls it, according to the Bahaq, is mutar ibn Rabban. Now let's see the cases. Hamchabid am Rabbi, came dal kochoch mayred lahabit psikreishe, she yashva abumit, di psikreishe yechashor likamon, rabshinon lechatrile, homeda rabshinon psikreishe v'yomus, yechim lahabit psikreishe, hamayin chayif vableza chatoos, Roma befehle kommen wir mal in Mune, Katrassir, Bashoshie ist, die Dobo, die Nisrab, Mutter, Rabbiden, Nateire, die haben Leches Machschebe, die in Sotese, Sesikashi. Hier, die Gemorre says, that Rebleza says, that he is Chai Vechabdi. Beim Chabit, and beim Rabbit is Chai Vechabdi. So beim Rabbit is also Chai Vechabdi. So obviously, so it's not obscuration. I started from the other end. So he says it's Chai Vechatos, but then the Gemara says L'chol Apoches in respect to Merabit. That's according to Ovishen. That according to Rav Shimon, it's Mutal Lechatchile to be Merabit. So obviously, by Merabit there is no obscuration. Whether there is obscuration by Merabit, that's Machlokes Hashem. But by Merabit, the Gemara says, "V'yidne d'sil and chavshim shalchatchil." So, when the Rabbi is definitely there is no obsecration. There is no obsecration because if there would be obsecration, so it should be also written according to chavshim. So there is no obsecration. If there is no obsecration, so if the kasha, the obsecration, Rishali kam chavshim chatchil, or meyoshim obsecration yomus, dechim lo have obsecration. Amay mechayif bezachato somal fil kam la amune. Gabitziru hashushi zidor she nischab muto rabbiim nateire to havem leches machsheves. Havem leches machsheves. So if it is not a psikreishe, so why is Rabbeza mechayif hatos? Why Rabbeza holds like Rabbeude that dover she nischab nizoseh, but he's the shite in human Shabbos is that even Rabbeude who says dover she nischab nizoseh. So in Kovatere Kuri is Chayef, it's also the Raisin. But by Shabbos, Rabbi Yudah is made that his pot is Mutar the Raisin. Why? Because by Shabbos there is a special din of Melachas Machshebes or Soter. Now if it is not Itzikreishe, so then it's not Melachas Machshebes. So in Kovatere, but sin in Kovatere Kuri is Chayef. But by Shabbos he is Poter, because it's not in the Machshebes, but since there is no general din of Toroshim Mishavim Mutar and Kolat Rekule, and by Shabbos it's Mutar Midaraise, because of its special din by Shabbos of the Machshebes, so Midarabonon it is also. According to Rav Shimon, Kolat Rekule, So why should there be any Rabbanon in the Gabi Shabbos? But according to Rabbi Yudin Dovashim, there is no general thing of Dovashim is having his Mutter Patre Kule. But by Shabbos, and Nikotre Kule is higher. But by Shabbos, he is Potter because of the special Shabbos between of Melechas Machsheves. So Melele mid Rabbanon, it is us. And according to Teisves, it is the Pshat in the Gemara in Yume, and there is one Girse that spells it out, that Rabbi Yehuda is made that by Shabbos, Dovashim, Yishabim, Yishmutam, Natera, it's only Osram Rabbah. So this is it, that Dovashim, Yishabim, by Shabbos, even a little Rabbi Yehuda is not hired by Shabbos. Is Mutam Rabbah, only Osram Rabbah. So the question is, he, as the Gemara says, Mirabei, is Mutea, the whole apocalypse of the rabbis is Mutea, the rabbis. That means there is no psychration. If there is no psychration, so why does Rabbi Lezer say that he's higher hatos? True, Dovashim, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda is made. That's the discussion. Kabitzir Vashoshi, the Dovashim is Rabbi Mutea, Rabbi Mutea, Rabbi Mutea, Rabbi Mutea. Now, this din is not the impression, because there is one girl said that the Abel Gabi Shabbos is only Osam Rabbonon, Siruf is Osam Rabbonon, Vish Melechas Machsheves Osotel. But there is another Girose of a Yishpuz B'Migdosh, so according to that Girose, and that's Rashi Shite, that Yude holds the Dovashem Mishabim even without the Psikreishe, is Chayiv Midrais even by Shabbos, and the fact that it's in Mishabim, so it's not a Chison in Melechas Machsheves. That doesn't make it a new Melechas Machsheves. What is the shitty is that Rabbi Yehuda is made it, that the Dovashim is Chavim, so he's Mutam Gerais. So this is Kashas, why does Rabbi Lezer say the Rabbi is Chayil HaChadosh? The Yesh Leima, the Brokli, the Rabbi Lezer Sova Lavid, the Kreishe, the Rabbon and Safed Leyad. So it is, he says, the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is on the question whether it is a Psychreishe or it's not a Psychreishe. Is not Psychreishe. And that he says, even in respect to Mirabit, so Rabbi Lezer holds that it is a Psychreishe. Rabbi Lezer holds that Mirabit is a Psychreishe. Now, and the Chachamim hold that it's not a Psychreishe. So it's a Psychreishe. So why do they have to be Chalik? Why don't they determine it empirically whether it is a Psychreishe or it's not a Psychreishe? So it's very very, very strange. So what's the pshat in this? What's the pshat in this? Now, then Pesach itself has the kashe. The Hod Omar, the Oimer, the Tzirah, the Rav Shimon, Shor HaTchle, Hafod Abdi Efshar, the Sober Rav Shimon, the Havut Sikreishe, Koma Ki Masha Sober Ki Rabono, the Loi Havut Sikreishe, Kilu Kach Shor HaTchle, Kim Di Kaino and Rav Shimon. What's the pshat in this? The second part I understand, all right. The second, but the first part, that the Mabhok Rige, the Blazer Sova, the Havoc Psychreishe, the Rabbonin Safar, the Apsreishe. Why do they have to have it? Why don't they observe whether, empirically, whether it is a Psychreishe or it's not a Psychreishe? It's not hard to determine that. To see, I mean, we can experiment, you know, to be in the rabbits 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, 100 times, and see whether it results in Ashwari's Gumet, so it doesn't result in Ashwari's Gumet. I think, so this is what, that's why I mentioned that here, Mirabi is, in other words, so according to the Blazer, Mirabi is Psychreishe. Mirabi is Psychreishe. So Mirabi is Psychreishe. It could only be by way of the Psychreishe in Sirius. What does Mirabi mean? Mirabi means here and here before. So you have many Gumets. And then when you pour water over the whole floor, over every spot, so then it affects a movement of the dust so that the cavities are leveled off. So by just making one pouring in one spot, you level off the cavities with each other. How could it be? You have a big room. To be a bigger one for you. So if you spill water, let's say, in one spot, one act, you level off the cavities. Inconceivable. But he means, if you are merabit, the way a person is merabit, how is a person merabit? Now we are not accustomed to do that because we don't have earthly flaws. But you see from the Gemara, says, "Nidio meidi arevam meomayim derechit ponav izav yizu yadav izav yizu raglav izav yizu." So he means you pour water not on one spot. It doesn't involve one single act, one stroke. Many acts. It's acts in a series. And when you sweep the floor, it also involves many acts. It also involves many acts. But especially when you're merabit. When you're merabit, so that certainly, at least sweeping, so sometimes, I mean, maybe it's a small moment. And if you act very quickly, so with one act you can sweep the floor. If you act very fast. Or you have to be a real expert, I mean, to do it in one stroke, to sweep a floor in one stroke. You have to be an acrobat to do that. But anyway, it's conceivable. But habits, it's not even conceivable. Yes?
What? What can we tell them before? If folks are running a mother here,
you see, now, but Teisa says that in respect to Merabit. Now, Merabit, so, in respect to Merabit, so there was a machlokes b'sheinim as to whether the reed medisrili chafshin and shalom chatchile, whether it applies to Merabit, so the question or not. So then you could say, why doesn't it apply to Mechabit? Because there it might be a situation. So that's the Machlekes Rishonim to Rashi and Rav. But Teisa says this in respect to Mechabit. Mechabit, the Gemara definitely says that according to Rav Shimon, so it is Shore Apilu Lechatchila. So obviously Mechabit doesn't involve a situation. If he doesn't involve, because if he did involve a situation, so why should there be a difference between the habit and the rabbit? So he doesn't involve a situation in any way. So why does a brother say that it is a situation? So what's the machlik? So I think that because here the rabbit certainly, if there is a situation, so it's only a situation in series, not in a single stroke. That's inconceivable. So it's in a series. So mainly the machlokes is whether a situation in series is considered a situation or it's not considered a situation. Now, so both Rav Elazar and the Chachamim agree with Rav Yehuda that there is no general din of Dovashim Mishav is Mutan Kohatere Kohle. The Dovashim Mishav and Kohatere Kohle is also covered. And even Chai, so if he knows here, will be chayit in the first place his hair, not with the comb. So, and they'll pluck out the hair, so then there will be Chai mouth, according to Abu. But by Shabbos, there is a special aloche of Melech's Machshavos. And as Reb Chaim sees, I mean, if you didn't go over to Reb Chaim on secretion, you should go over today or tomorrow. So, as Reb Chaim in explaining the Gemara in Shrises, Achidik Chol Mishabes, so Tanakama says Chayev only one Chatos, and Reservoir Tzodek says Chayev Shtei Chatos, Kishin Schabin Mechabes, Vihuvar Umaleyen, so Tanakama holds like Reb Shimon, Darshim Schabin is Muter, and the Rebbe of Tzodek holds like Rebbe Yehuda Dorshin Shab Mizosa. That's Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim says a very basic thing. A very basic thing. He says what the gist of what Reb Chaim says is what he says that the Rambam agrees in the Shita Doruch, all right. That's no Chiddush because Doruch Shite is Doruch Shite. So he says the Rambam agrees with Doruch Shite. But the Chiddush that Reb Chaim mentions is that even though, according to the Och, so Psikreisha de Loich Peslei is Muter, and according to the Och, Psikreisha de Loich Peslei is Muter in Kohatere Kure, His mutter, even the rabbah. Now, the ri here, the tesis here, we didn't go over the tesis, but the ri here, the tesis of surprising the zayse, so the ri, even though he's chilik on the oruch, he's only chilik on the oruch on the rabbon level, but on the reise level, the ri accepts the shite of the oruch. And the ri, one of the reyes of the oruch is the gemara of Matis Mursi. Matis Mursi is mutter lechat chilik. And one of the rayas of the Oruch is Mizalfin Yayin al Gabriishim. Mizalfin Yayin al Gabriishim. So why is it Mutea? Because it's Psychreshel Yichtesle. And we see from this Oruch that the Oruch Shite of Psychreshel Yichtesle is Mutea. So it applies to Kolatze Kule, not just the Shabbos. I don't know why all the Rosh Shibes, they write Asogis and Rephaim, and they mention the Rosh. That seems to be inconsistent with Reb Chaim. What do they want from Reb Chaim? The Oruch, they should fight the Asog against the Oruch. And they say that the Aloch of the Oruch is only Gabi Shabbos, because the Rosh says that what the Oruch says, the creation of Yichtesle is Muter, so it's only true of Shabbos, because there is Aloch here of Lechas Mach Shabbos. Mashinkin Kulatari Kulana. Reb Chaim says, so the Tzirayim Mefreshes Neged Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim says that Psychreshel Yichtesle is Muter is a Dinin Kulatari Kulay in Dolashim Mishab. That only Psychreshel the Nichale is considered Mishab. Or Psychreshel the Yichtesle is not considered Mishab. So Kulatari Kulay. So they are Masik on Reb Chaim. The Rosh is counter. So what do you want from Reb Chaim? The Rosh is contrary, so the Rosh is contrary to the Oruch too, because one of the rayas of the Oruch is Mizalfin Yayin al Gabriishim. So the question is, so the Gemara says, because Shmuel